Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Now, obviously, there are videos that are just meant for the purpose of entertaining, but even videos where we're just entertaining people need a call to action. For those of us who are in business selling a product, a service, or connecting with our customers, it's important that you have is your bio video. It's basically what people would see in order to get to understand and know you without having to read pages and pages of blogs and look through posts on Facebook, etc. It's kind of a shortcut. Think of it as almost like your dating video. So if you were doing matchmaking and you had to create a video that told prospective mates what you were all about, that's really what your bio video is. Please remember this. Your bio video should be updated from time to time. When you have new accomplishments, when you become better on camera, when you more clearly have defined who it is you are and how you can serve others, then it's time to make a new bio video. General rule of thumb would be at least once a year you should be making a new bio video. Your bio video is, to begin with, your memorized statement of who you are. And that should be very brief. It should also be attention grabbing. So you'll notice in most of my videos, I will start with, "Hi, I'm Shalene Johnson, the author of New York Times best-selling book, Push. I'm the creator of many infomercial products, including Turbo Jam, Turbo Fire, Shalene Extreme. I've also created and sold multi-million dollar businesses, and I am the creator and founder of the Smart Success Academy." Boom, memorized it. I've said it a bajillion times, so I can say it very quickly. And the reason why you want to give a bio of that nature is because what you're doing is telling people who you are, and by giving people some of those statistics, you're giving yourself credibility. So if you were to turn on a video of me and you didn't know who I was, and I said, "Hi, I'm Shalene Johnson, and I just want to talk to you guys today." If you've never run across one of my videos, you don't know who I am. You don't know whether you can trust my advice, and I haven't told you anything about my credibility. Remember this, your bio statement should set the tone for your credibility. Even if you don't have accolades like a New York Times best-selling book, you certainly have things which establish your credibility as it relates to the topic which you're attracting customers to you. Whether that's I'm the number 5 salesperson in my company, whatever it is that you're trying to attract customers to you for that expertise, that needs to be included in your bio statement. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a very visual learner, so I want you to think about your bio video in blocks. And your first block, which is really quick, it's just a sentence, is your bio statement. So to do this, what I want you to do is on a piece of paper now, you'll write down some of your accomplishments or accolades or experience, which should be included in your bio statement. You're simply going to state your first and last name and one of those accomplishments or experiences which relates to why you're trying to attract customers to you. The second piece of your bio video should tell people what they can expect from you. It's your what to expect. This is what you can expect from me. Here's what you can expect from me. You can expect from me that I am going to tell you what works for me. I'm going to share with you my best practices. I'm going to share with you my failures and successes and how I can help you accomplish them more quickly. You can expect from me that when I teach, I give lessons so that you don't just learn concepts, that you actually apply them to your own business and your own life, and you see results immediately. And that's kind of how I do my seminars too. Our seminars are very much, you're going to do the work while you're here. If I've got you locked in a room for 3 days, you better bet that when we leave, you don't have a laundry list of things you have to do. You actually get to do them while you're there. That's really important to me. You can expect that from me. You can expect that I'm going to tell you nothing's more important than your relationships. You can expect that I'm going to ask you to prioritize things so that people come before money, that your relationships and your family are more important than accomplishing more and rising through the ranks and being number one or number two or having X number of books or sales. You're not going to get that from me. What you can expect from me is for me to teach you balance. I'm going to teach successful people how to rein themselves in and to focus on what's important and to find happiness. That's what you can expect from me. The second piece of my bio is a quick relatable story. Now, my story helps people to understand why this is what you're going to get from me. So, and this is a piece that scares people to death. This is where people make a big mistake. so many people are afraid to like really talk about their own challenges because they think that you'll think less of them. But when has that ever been the case? I mean, when have you ever heard somebody's challenge and what they've had to overcome, their traumas or the things that they've had to succeed and push past and conquer? When has that ever made you feel less respect for someone? Never. The more transparent we are about who we were and who we are now, the more people can relate to us. There are no perfect people in the world, so when you tell a story that doesn't have emotion, that doesn't connect to, you know, the ugliness of it and the truth of it and the emotion to it, we know that there's a piece missing. And when there's a piece missing, our brains have to plug that in, and we almost always plug it in with negative. But when you give people, when you fill that gap with a full story, people trust you and they like you and they believe you. Your story explains why you're going to get this, what to expect from me. My story tells you why this is, you're going to expect that from me. And so for me personally, what I can tell you is that I was a complete workaholic and that I was working 80 hours a week, and I claimed to be a stay-at-home mom, but I was a stay-at-home mom who was like completely disconnected from my kids. And so I need to tell you that story so that you can understand why you can expect this from me now, because I'm not there anymore. And that's an important piece of my story. The last part of every great bio video is this. You're at the bar. Hey, no shame in my game. That's where I met my husband back at Michigan State. It wasn't the library. Nope. It was the dance club. And you know what? My husband asked for my phone number. That was his call to action. Back then we had beepers, so I gave him my phone number and I gave him my beeper number. Isn't that funny? But that was his call to action. So if you're having a great conversation with someone, they already know what you're all about, and you don't ask for their number, I mean, I wouldn't be married today if there wasn't that call to action. You got to tell people after you've had this great conversation, you connect, what's next? When will I see you again? And you're in charge of that conversation right now. You've created this video, so you've got to say to them, I hope that you'll find that my products and services serve you. I hope that you'll join my newsletter. So please subscribe below. If you found this video useful or helpful, please subscribe below. Please share this video. Please tweet this link. Whatever it is, you're telling people what comes next. And I would say that's the biggest mistake most people are making in their bio videos, is that they're telling who they are, they're sharing a little bit about their story, but they're not telling people what they want to do next. We want our customers to fall in love with us. This is that type of bonded relationship that lasts a lifetime, decades of you being in business. So don't forget that call to action. Don't forget to ask them to do whatever it is you think needs to be next. When I first started doing exercise videos, I had been teaching classes to people for at least probably 10 or 12 years. And one thing I loved about teaching was that, you know, I could look at people's faces and I could tell when they were being pushed too hard. I could tell when they had enough energy and I could push them harder. I could look at their faces and dictate my energy in response to that. And I love that feeling. Even today, I love that one-on-one. I love being able to respond to their energy and to kind of take them on a journey and help people experience an hour that is just that. It's an experience. They forget that they're exercising, and I can get them to do more than they probably could on their own. I love that feeling. And when I first started doing exercise videos, I really struggled with being who I was as an instructor, like live, real life me. The same way so many of you will struggle at first when you first start making videos, you'll struggle with just being you. And I remember the very first day that we were on set and I was filming Turbo Jam, my very first consumer DVD. And I just felt so phony and weird and uncomfortable and awkward, and I was getting flustered. While I'm saying things, I'm thinking to myself, oh, people are going to hate this and they're going to be judging me and I don't even know what I'm saying. And I kept getting lost and I kept losing my spot in the choreography, and the director would stop and we'd have to cut and start over. My friend Jay Blahnik was there on set, and I was sharing with him how I felt and how it was like so weird. I teach every day and now there's this camera, and I said to him, I go, what's weird is I'm just looking into this blank lens, and I'm used to like looking into the face of somebody and being able to feel them and like know what they need by looking into their eyes. And he said to me, it's great advice. He said, stop looking into the camera lens and look into the eyes of that person. Picture somebody And in that moment, I did. I could see her. I could picture her face. I felt connected to her. I knew how I would talk to her. And I knew what she needed from me. And I just had to focus on her. And when I did that, it came back. When I say it, like me, like who I am when I teach, that came back. And it's one of the reasons why I think so many people, when they watch my videos, you know, when people come up to me, they don't say, oh, wow, I had amazing results. I mean, they say that. But usually people are like, I just feel like you're my friend. And I'm like, yes, score. That's all I want. I just want to be your friend. I want you to have fun and enjoy yourself and get a really great workout. But I want you to feel like I'm your friend. And that was the one piece of advice I needed to hear. I needed to stop thinking about all the people who are going to watch your video. And I needed to just think about you. I just have to picture what you look like. I have to picture what you need to hear. I need to picture all of the things, the negative thoughts you have going through your head, so I can lift you up and I can help you break through that plateau and stop hearing those negative voices in your head and just start making video. And that's why I want you today to make sure you make your first video. Today, and you don't have to publish it, but today you're going to make your first video. What I just did was told you a story. So what I just went through is exactly what you're going to do on camera. I want you to share your own personal story in your bio video as it relates to why you've asked people to join you. So what I started off with in that story was a moment in time where I was where many of you are. You're going to start your story at the chase. So if you've heard the phrase before, cut to the chase, cut to the chase. When you're storytelling, cut to the chase. Now, if you think about a movie, what's the most exciting part of a movie? Where there's a car chase, right? We don't start a movie where, you know, the bad guys are planning a robbery. The best movies start when you cut to the chase. It's that moment of epiphany. And so I started by cutting to the chase. When I told you my story, I cut to the chase of when I was standing on set and how I felt. And I brought you into that moment. And even though you may have never filmed an exercise video, I wanted you to feel what it feels like when you're in your own head and you have self-doubt and you're questioning yourself and you lose your train of thought because you're so worried about what people are thinking and saying and all that stuff that doesn't matter. And so even though you may never do an exercise video, when I tell that story, I want to use the words and feelings that everybody can relate to. Because the story isn't about me. A good storyteller makes the person who's listening think about their own story and their own feelings. Because when you feel that, then I have to describe to you what it feels like to make that connection, the solution, the reason why you've come to me as an expert, the reason why people are coming to you as an expert. They have to feel that it's a possibility. It's possible to feel so comfortable and natural and at peace in your own skin that you can create tremendous videos. I need you to feel that. You have to believe that. You have to see that. But you also have to hear what it felt like before. Because in the way that I describe it, you know by the things I've described that I truly felt that. And that's how we make that connection. So when you start with your story, and that's one of the things we're going to do, is you always want to think about the words and emotions and feelings that other people would feel. And don't brush over those. The more time you spend thinking about those words, the feelings, the emotions, the things that people think and say, those little tiny details, that pulls people in to their own stories. We want people thinking about their own stories. That's what a great storyteller does, so that you feel the emotion from your own perspective, your own experience. And then a great storyteller gets you so excited about the prospect of change, about that transformation, about what's possible if you learn this solution. And of course, it ends with your call to action. It's your story that people are going to remember. They might not remember your bio. They might not remember your call to action. They're probably not going to even remember the beginning of your video where you told them everything they could expect from you. But people will remember your story.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com.
It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.